Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Something like Jesse Ventura being attacked always by Rupert Murdoch outfits in the last month with patently fake stories. And then when he threatens to sue them, they just remove it. They don't retract. I have been at the receiving end of this because, you see, as a constitutionalist, as a Ron Paul type libertarian patriot, I'm what Fox News hates because they're the fake version to a certain extent of what I am or what Ron Paul is. So they need to hold that into the spectrum to control the right wing, if you use that outdated, stupid term. I'm into freedom. Not about left and right, but they see us as right wing, so they hate us. They want to basically say that restaurant across the street, don't eat there. They've got cockroaches the size of your chihuahua. And it's not true. You know, Fox News has the cockroaches. My business, my operation doesn't. My business is liberty and freedom. Their business is globalization and tyranny. Same thing with the leftist control arms. They're there to be gatekeepers on the left, Ford Foundation, the rest of it. Wayne, in closing, you know, I saw this as key with Ventura. Right as he goes into Mexico, right as they know he doesn't have cell phones till he gets to his place in Baja, and then that Skype, they come out and say, yeah, he was at a bar telling a family he's glad their son died, so I knocked him out. And right as the guy has a book come out, then I looked him up. And what's creepy is he's tied in with what you just said, Richard Pearl, and he's setting up a domestic group to deal with domestic extremists and train police in Dallas nationwide. I mean, I guess they said, okay, here's your first order. We're going to make you a big hero, but destroy Jesse Ventura.
Right, and I think this has to do a lot with Jesse Ventura's support for Ron Paul. Let's not forget, Pearl is also one of the chief advisors to Rick Santorum. Now, let's turn the tables on Mr. Santorum. I'm reporting, basically updating an old story today. Rick Santorum started the Penn State College Republicans in 1977 as a freshman, which is kind of odd, as a freshman, with the help of a guy named Phil English, former congressman from Erie, Pennsylvania. Now, English was arrested in Erie in the 1980s for soliciting sex from an underage African-American male. This was very much covered up. English was the head of the Pennsylvania College Republicans, helped Santorum start the Penn State College Republicans. And 1977 was the same year that Jerry Sandusky began the Second Mile Foundation. Now, what the...
Oh, my gosh. Are you saying he could be involved in that ring?
I'm saying there's a lot of... There's more than smoke there. There's fire there. And let me just say that I'm on this story. And remember, there was a sportscaster out of Pittsburgh who said... Look, the Second Mile Foundation was used to pimp young boys out to the well-heeled donors to that foundation.
Well, no, that's the guy that really broke the story that didn't care if they threatened him. That's the guy that broke
it. That's right. There's other sources I have in Pennsylvania who corroborated that. And here's the issue with Santorum and Sandusky. We know that Santorum awarded Sandusky the... some sort of an angel award back in 2002, an adoption angel. He was an adoption angel. But Santorum was one of three senators who can, you know, they can hire more staff than members of the House because they have a bigger budget. Santorum was one of three senators that was known to hire a lot of staffers, young male staffers, out of diversion programs. And remember, Second Mile Foundation was, you know, one of the things they did was divert people from jail. And get them, you know, set on a better way, so to speak. They also used pages, congressional pages, Senate pages, to basically hold them in these three Senate offices until some of the perverts over on the House side make their selections, you know, Mark Foley. And
oh, so you're saying there he might have been a stabler. Hold on. Can you do five more minutes to start at the beginning of this and go right through it? Holy mackerel. Investigative journalist Wayne Madsen is our guest, and I tell you, look, the establishment wouldn't be pushing this gentleman unless they had dirt on him to destroy him. You better know that. We'll be right back.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Everett, Robert, Judy, Eric, Gazelle, we're going to get to all of you coming up here in about 5 minutes, but I was bringing up, why are they going after Jesse Ventura? And obviously he could do a third-party run. They don't want that screwing up how they've selected this election with their ringer, the bought and paid for Mitt Romney, and their other ringer, the bought and paid for, either way they want to do it, Barack Obama. They could play the two puppets off against each other. And so clearly they're trying to destroy Ventura with incredible defamation right now. They wouldn't be doing this unless they were concerned. And then he brought up Rick Santorum and connections to the whole Penn State Sandusky situation. So start from the beginning, run through it. For folks that forget what goes on in Congress, you've covered it for years. I don't know, a lot of estimations are what, 60% of the Republican leadership? You don't even get recruited in unless you're part of the pedophile network. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove are all homoerotic, 110%. Richard Nixon said that to major publications. Just type in Richard Nixon on Bohemian Grove, you'll get Harper's and others. You can actually hear the audio. I can't play it here because of the profanity. But so we have to give credibility to what you're saying. But you're investigating this now. You said earlier there's not just smoke, there's fire. Now, I want you to get into that, but this is obviously something dangerous. First, people have asked, you did kind of disappear for about 6 months, and you were overseas. You said you were leaving the country because you've been told by a good source they might try to whack you. Why have you come back to the U.S., Wayne? Then let's get into the Rick Santorum-Sandusky connection.
Right. Well, the grass always looks greener on the other side of the pond until you go over there and you find out things are pretty expensive, and unless you have a good support network, it's hard to just relocate, up and move. So we're in election year. This story now, I think, is very important. The National College Republicans have always been sort of a nexus for a lot of young male gays. In 1973, Terry Dolan, who was later found out to be openly gay, ran for chairman of the National College Republicans. He died in 86, but in 73, he was beaten for that job by none other than Karl Rove. Now, in 1977, Phil English goes from the University of Pennsylvania over to Penn State to help a freshman named Rick Santorum start the Penn State chapter of the College Republicans there. That's the same year that Jerry Sandusky starts the Second Mile Foundation. Both Sandusky and Joe Paterno, big supporters of the College of Penn State Republicans, as well as Republicans statewide in Pennsylvania. In the 1980s, Phil English is the Santorum's friend, who, by the way, is supporting Romney, but he's still saying that he thinks Santorum is a very good candidate, hedging his bets, no doubt. Phil English, when he was city controller of Erie, was arrested for propositioning an underage African-American male. It was covered up because he was a city official. Later, there were two other incidents, one in Erie, one in Harrisburg. The one in Erie was covered up by the mayor, then Lou Tullio. We have Santorum going into the Senate, being one of three senators who would get people from the PACE system, from the diversion programs, from the college Republicans, to bring them in as staffers and then keep them there until they could be farmed out to House members who would select who they'd want to work on their own staff. Those three senators were Rick Santorum, Jim Talent from Missouri, and George Allen from Virginia. And George Allen, I have to say, is running for his old seat this year from the old Dominion. So these were the three individuals who I was told back in 06 were part of this whole network of recruitment. And this was at the height of, if you recall, the House Page scandal involving a number of members of Congress, including, of course, Mark Foley from Florida, who resigned because of that scandal. So we have, in 2002, Santorum awarding Sandusky this award as one of the adoption angels. It's quite clear that Penn State, Sandusky, Santorum are involved with one another. This whole practice, as I mentioned, of Santorum using his Senate office as a magnet and recruiting ground for staffers to go over to similarly inclined.
And let's be clear, the sports writer and newscaster who originally broke all this and forced it out in the open, he's been interviewed in Pennsylvania and said rich donors were coming there. Obviously, Sandusky's not raping children in the showers in broad daylight. If he didn't think, hey, this is, I mean, and of course the police and others, it turns out, knew 15 years ago and did nothing. So this is the tip of the maggot pile.
Well, and here's another thing. I mentioned that Santorum was a member of the board of the Israel Project. That outfit's chief spokesman has now shown up at Penn State as the lawyer for Penn State to represent them in this whole pedophile scandal, and that guy is Lanny Davis. So Lanny Davis, who worked with Rick Santorum at the Israel Project, now shows up at Penn State. Obviously, and many people think he's there to cover up. So there's a lot more to this than meets the eye.
Covering Capitol Hill for decades, I mean, I get different numbers from different insiders, but, I mean, obviously they corrupt a lot of them with the hookers. You have under George Herbert Walker Bush the hundreds of nighttime visits, Washington Times. People just search Washington Times underage prostitute visits. You'll get mainstream articles. You had it under George W. Bush, the male madam coming in. You've got constantly them being caught in bathrooms everywhere. You got the Bohemian Grove. You got all of it. And it's just like, really? I mean, what do these guys do? So why did the system go for these guys? Because they know they can destroy them anytime they want. I mean, what percentage? We know Barney Frank on record in the 80s. They found an underage prostitution ring being run out of his townhouse, and he gave a press conference. It's in the film I produced that just came out last year, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. And he said, look, if you don't stop bringing this up, I'm going to give names. And they dropped the whole deal. I mean, how bad is it? I mean, a dead reckoning guesstimation here, Wayne.
Well, Barney Frank, back when he gave that news conference, he also said that 25% of the members of the House were of the same persuasion. And he said, and then as an aside, he said, and most of them are Republicans. Now, where are we at today? I think 25% is a low estimate, even using Frank's numbers. I would say we're up probably around 45%, maybe even half. The other thing I have to say is, obviously, Penn State being a nexus for this activity, that's another reason they hired Louis Freeh, the big cover-up former director of the FBI, has been hired to be in charge of Penn State's internal.
And they've hired the Merck head. I mean, you talk about vicious. He's involved. I mean, it's a who's who of dastardly characters.
Absolutely. And, the word I get from Penn State is, this is a virtual cult up here. It's a very hard cult to penetrate. I mean, football was the veneer, but when you peel back the football layer of this onion, you get into a lot more sordid activities. And I would suggest that one of the key actors in that whole episode from 1977, when he was working with Bill English and people like Terry Dolan and with the National College Republicans, is one Rick Santorum, who is so viciously anti-homosexual, you have to wonder what is prompting him to do that, because the word I'm also getting from the gay community here in Washington is, look, we know all about Rick Santorum, little Ricky, his communication director when he was in the Senate, openly gay African-American man, Robert Trainum, who still supports Santorum today.
And then we've got the whole history of TB, I won't say the name on air, old Rove, a true demon of hell. It's unbelievable. I mean, it is so, just imagining all those people, it's nightmarish. Hey, why do you think the NDAA legalized the military keeping goats and pigs on the base with them and bestiality?
Well, that was kind of odd. I mean, when I served in the Navy, I can't say that was ever an issue. We had all kinds of other issues with activity, but I just don't recall anybody being involved in the barnyard sex in the Navy. I was surprised to hear that, but maybe there's a reason for that as well. We do know that sometimes there's congressional delegations that visit some of these military bases overseas, for example. Maybe it was to protect the animals from members of Congress and their senior staff members.
Well, I mean, it's in there. They passed it.
I was surprised to see it. I mean, that was an issue that, I had never realized that was an issue. I'm sure there were cases of that in the military, but nothing that would have risen to the point where, Naval Investigative Service or some other investigative arm of the military would have had to, conduct an investigation or court-martial somebody for it.
This country.
It's bizarre. This country
is really becoming a joke. And we're going to break and come back with calls, I promise, folks. But the minute we've got left, NDAA, Obama signing it. Brief take on that, Wayne.
Well, I think, again, this was another bait and switch operation. We now see Joe Lieberman starting to talk about deportation of people convicted of terrorism. Look, we already had that poor girl down in Houston deported, a U.S. citizen deported to Colombia. Are we going to see more cases of that? I mean, where would if you're a natural born citizen, where are they going to deport you to? Back to wherever your forefathers hail from?
Well, they're going to deport you to a black site.
Because, I'm afraid so.
Because they strip you of the citizenship, then the torture party begins by our Christian leaders. Wayne Madsen, thank you so much for spending time with us.
You bet.
All right, there he goes, WayneMadsenReport.com. Our sites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Your call straight ahead. Stay with us.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark side.
All right, I've got a compilation of clips after I take some calls. I haven't talked enough about this, Obama and these reset appointments. These recess appointments, they've not been in recess. They've never even tried to bring them before the Congress. It is unprecedented power grab, just like launching wars without congressional approval. So I want to play a compilation of these clips coming up of Obama trying to sell the public on the idea, should I do things without Congress? And they're like, yay, get rid of them. We want a dictator. Super creepy. Everett in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Yes, thank you. I just want to say real quick, we listen to you on WBCR here, our local radio station, 1470 AM.
1470 are just awesome folks. Yes, sir.
And he's a great friend of mine. And I just want to say, ain't Obama on the security, the head of the Security Council? He sat there. And don't our Constitution prohibit that? And why is that? It's tying into him just going on, you know, might possibly start a big war to finish this new world order that they want to have. And soon I would think that we're seeing the mark of the beast when this stuff starts to happen. Do you believe it?
Yes, you know, but they'll call it, they'll call it the mark of anti-Al-Qaeda, the mark of anti-terror, the mark of trusted traveler. I appreciate your call. Great questions. Yes, there's a rotating membership with the members of the Security Council. And you, again, normally have one of your ambassadors sit on it. But this was the president sitting on it, violating Article 1, Section 9. It's unprecedented, but so is all of this, just out of control corruption. Judy in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. It's ironic that you're talking about what you are right now. There's two things that I was thinking about. I feel like my life has changed personally with the enactment of the NDAA. I mean, because I'm a vocal person, even though I'm a nobody. I mean, I send out emails to people.
Oh, yeah, no, they want to set up a system where you disappear into the night, but they're doing that so you get scared and won't speak out. We have to totally speak out against what they're doing, and they're not going to get away with it. That's why they tried to pass it and claim it didn't affect citizens, and then say, well, don't worry, we won't use it against you. So I mean, don't let it, it should concern you, like with a heightened awareness that, wow, these really are criminals. Yes, it is a wake-up call.
And I'm going to continue all that I'm doing. I know that my friends are, and they're all, you know, essentially Ron Paul supporters, or they're just supporters of freedom. And the other thing that I wanted to ask, I mean, it seems very logical, although I don't know how to go about it. I know the avenues that I've tried to go through in order to, you know, talk to key individuals to get it pushed, but why can't Obama get impeached like as soon as possible because of everything that he's done that is natural treason in this country?
Because as Ron Paul's top advisor, Bruce Fein, has pointed out, most of them, Democrat and Republican, are voting for everything Obama's doing. I mean, people that call themselves conservative, well, then you should love Obama because Mitt Romney is exactly the same person. Another teleprompter reading Kendall. You know, who's well-kept and manicured, but is a globalist stooge. And now there was some talk on the House floor last week about impeaching him over these recess appointments, because there's not even a recess. It's supposed to go on for close to a year before you can even discuss it. It's an emergency recess appointment for now. He's trying to permanently appoint people without even getting congressional approval for them and violating federal law. But, I mean, he violated the law bombing Libya. He violated the law shutting down power plants. He violates the law. I mean, no one has ever done as much as Obama. He is the most corrupt. But, as I've said, it's just going to get worse from here on out if they're a globalist puppet, because the New World Order is in overdrive. I mean, it's not slow-creeping world government anymore. It's out in your face, out in the open. Hey, we want to censor free speech. Hey, we want to arrest you. Hey, we're training your neighbors to spy on you. Hey, we're training your kids in public school to spy on you. Hey, we're going to forcibly inoculate you. Hey, we're going to jack up your taxes and your power bills and rob you. I mean, it is a criminal feeding frenzy. You ever watch underwater footage of sharks get into a feeding frenzy and start biting each other? I mean, it's just a frothing. No one's up there blocking criminality. So it's not even an organized criminal operation anymore. I mean, they've got the basic New World Order system there, but it's just just a grabbing and snatching and foaming and fighting and scrabbling around like a bunch of piranha rats on PCP who have rabies from the planet Google Snapper.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The last one I had from that nice lady, we're going to Gazelle, Eric, and others here in just a moment, upsets me, because that's what these tyrants count on. When they start admitting, yeah, we're listening to your phones without warrants. Yeah, we're training your kids to spy on you. Yeah, we got face scanning cameras up. Yeah, we're training your neighbors to report your guns. It's meant to scare all of us into hiding. And that's why I had even been conditioned 5, 6, 7 years ago when open carry groups in Arizona, Vermont, and Texas would show up at town squares, they'd show up at public events with their firearms on their sides. I understood it was their right. But I thought, well, that's provocative. Oh, my gosh, they're getting arrested. But they were going to court and winning. It was their right. They are the equivalent in the 2000s as Rosa Parks in the late 1950s and people like her saying, I'm not, you know what, I'm tired. I'm not going to go. There's a front seat right here. I'm sitting here. It's open. I'm not going to the back of the bus. And now police all over the country in just 4 or 5 years, when they see you with your shotgun, your rifle, your M16, your handgun, they're not swarming you or arresting you or freaking out on you. Because they want to act like our freedom is like drugs, illegal drugs, or going to the porno shop and buying a Playboy magazine or whatever and sticking it in a bag, and you know, or like, you know, liquor in a brown paper bag, like something evil. Because you watch all these drama shows, all these sitcoms and cop shows, all of them, they're all set in New York, Chicago, or other total gun ban places. And it's always, oh, in your apartment, your neighbor saw a gun, you're going to jail. That's 20 years, pal. To where I go back to this, because this happened, and it was the big local cleaner place. And I even ended up having, it was a two-man team. One guy got mad and quit that day and ended up calling into my Access TV show. I keep saying 12 years ago. It was like 14, 15. I'm over there at my house. Back then, I broadcast out of my house, had a studio in it. And there's a shotgun, just a Winchester Defender, like a $250 pump shotgun. Because I want low tech if I'm asleep or there's a problem. You know, I mean, I want an easy to control gun, you know, shotgun or something like that. And I hear like kind of like an argument going on back there. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They got there after the radio show. And I'm in there making a sandwich, you know, talking to my girlfriend. We weren't married yet. And I hear kind of, no, no, that's okay. It's okay. No, 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 you don't have to do that. No, no, you're allowed to have that in Texas. And it turned out the white guy was from some big eastern city. I forget which one. And it was Hispanic Texan. But he was the assistant, you know, the guy that carries it around behind him, because I actually worked for a carpet cleaner place and was the assistant one summer. But the point is, I go, what's the problem? And the guy's like, I'm not working here. There's a shotgun up there. And I said, you never seen a gun case? He goes, well, that's not the case. I go, yeah, it's just a, you know, it's a gun rack. It's right there. It's fine. He goes, is it loaded? And I said, well, yeah, actually it is. I don't have any kids around here. And the guy starts leaving. And I go, hey, here's the newspaper. 2 days ago, I led a gun rally. Here's my picture. See, guns aren't illegal. I caught bribery because that had just happened like a week before. So I was showing him the Austin American Statesman. See, I'm on the paper, you know, the cover of Metro and State. And the guy's like, no, I'm getting out of here. And I was like, whoa. So then I got a bad feeling about 2 hours later, and I call the place. And they go, yes, Mr. Jones, we all know who you are. No, the police were not called, though they almost were. And, you know, I kind of got lectured, and I was like, wow, that happened. Again, I can't have a shotgun in my house in America? And they count on intimidating us out of our rights and out of our liberties and out of our basic freedoms. And I'm sick of it. So I salute all of you that open carry and put up with being arrested, beat up, you name it. But in hundreds of cases of one, saying, I have a right to carry my firearms in almost every state in the union. That's how you push back. You exercise a right. They pass some fake environmental law that you can't fix your barn or build a barn. Just do it. How about everybody does it? And nobody pays the fines. I mean, it's getting to the point now, the government's so lawless and criminal that it's time to stop complying. You don't have to fight every battle, but just if you work for the system, I understand pretty much that's all that's left now. For a lot of you out there, just don't go along with everything. Don't be so thug-like. Don't be so happy to nail people to the wall. Don't be so into tyranny. And for people out there that are intimidated, this is meant to intimidate you when Lindsey Graham gets up there and hops around and says, I want you to have no lawyer. It is for citizens. I want you to be scared. They want to intimidate you so you shut up, and then they win. Here's an analogy. You're walking through, say you're 12 years old, your mom drops you off at the mall, you're walking, you back out to meet her or whatever, and a man runs up and grabs you by the arm. Do you bite him? Do you kick him? Do you yell? Do you scream? Or do you, because he says, just get in the car and you'll be okay. You're not going to be okay getting in the car. The new lawyer's got us by the arm, Of course, we're about a 10,000-pound gorilla. They're a little wart-covered, chicken-necked, you know, buck-toothed little vampire. We're like an 8,000-pound gorilla with just giant steel muscles, power, the light of God shining in our eyes like thunderbolts. And this little vampire comes over and grabs us by the arm, and we just roll over on our belly and just shake in fear. And it's got a little black uniform on, the vampire strutting around, telling us how tough it is. And it grabs us by the arm, and we just start urinating on ourselves like a dog, roll over on our back, groveling in fear. It's a total game. Together, collectively, we're an 8,000-pound gorilla with muscles of pure steel. Now, individually, I'm kind of like a squirrel to the little five-foot buck-toothed vampire. And it might be able to catch me and grab me and stick its little rotten fangs in me and kill me. Okay, but let me tell you, us collectively, I mean, they're scared to death of us. We're fire-breathing 8,000-pound gorilla that shoots laser beams out of its eyes. And you've got a slug-like vampire that has to gnaw on you for about an hour just to get blood. I mean, it's that pathetic. And I'm not scared of it. I fear God, and that's it. Okay? And that's what we have to start seeing them as. Don't let it intimidate you. All these checkpoints and TSA, hands down the pants, it's all meant to break our will. So if you have to travel and have to go through it, rebuke it, speak out against it, stand up against it. Sue them, whatever. Just let them know, I know what you're doing, vampire, and you don't get the pleasure of my fear, because they drink fear. They do. They drink fear. All right, I want to go to these clips. The first one is a compilation that we showed last Friday on the nightly news, but this is Obama, and there's hundreds of these in speeches saying Congress is the problem. Should I act without Congress? Boy, it'd be a lot easier if I didn't have Congress. If I could just do whatever I want, getting the crowds to cheer. He's like a parrot testing its perch. You know, a parrot will test to see if a branch is safe. He's testing. And the system's testing. He's being told, test the perch, see if they'll bend over for enslavement, see if they'll let us put handcuffs on them. That's what they're doing. The TSA is all for their pedophile training of children. All of it. They're just a pack of ruthless, buck-toothed, cross-eyed, wart-covered, chicken-neck vampires that can't even hardly walk spiritually. I mean, they're a joke. They are bug-eyed, blind zombies. I don't understand the fear of them. And a whole pack of them may grab me, a little squirrel, and eat me. I don't even care. As long as I expose them all. Now we're going to continue with other rodent analogies. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Obama openly here trying to sell you dictatorship. I can fix everything. Just let me do whatever I want. We've heard that before in history. Here it is.
The Senate blocked a bill that would have created this commission. So I'll issue an executive order that will allow us to go forward, because I refuse to pass this problem on to another generation of Americans. I know some here wish that I could just bypass Congress and change the law myself. I know there's some folks who wish I could just bypass Congress.
Super creepy.
I can't. Now, I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own. Believe me. And
cheering for tyranny. Yes, yes, we're idiots. We really think you're good. You remember the very same bankers Bush was.
And believe me, right now dealing with Congress, the idea...
Yes, we can get rid of Congress. Those folks would take your guns in a minute.
Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting.
And then we've got him being sworn in, saying he'd protect and defend the Constitution. Yeah, one of the people he's putting forward with these recess appointments without ever
trying to actually get him through Congress. I was named Chief Operating Officer of Citigroup's Alternative Investments Unit. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and it just goes over all of that. Yeah, replacing another mob boss daily. I mean, literal mafia. So this is the type of garbage that we deal with. Oh, man, it makes my head spin. Yeah, William Daley is resigning as White House Chief of Staff, and the Budget Chief, Jack Lew, will take his place. And no need to get him appointed. Who needs Congress? You can launch a war without him, whatever you want. Here's another clip from Real Clear Politics of Obama being creepy. Here it is.
These are ideas that have support from Democrats. They have support from Republicans around the country, independents around the country. I want to work with Congress to get them done. But when Congress refuses to act, and as a result hurts our economy and puts our people at risk, then I have an obligation as president to do what I can without them.
Yeah. I hit pause for a minute. See, this is more recent, but just a few weeks ago or like a week ago. This is what's happening. See, first, the last 3 years is it'd be great to not have Congress, but unfortunately, I got to follow the law. And then a few months later, maybe it would be good if they weren't there. Maybe I will do what I want. And now, years later, yep, I'm doing what I can. Launching war, shutting down power plants. And they're just like, yay, destroy the country faster. This new Lew guy's involved in all these energy companies and payoffs. And I mean, it's just mind-blowing. Let's go back to the rest of the club.
I've got an obligation to act on behalf of the American people.
The foreign bankers?
I'm not going to stand by while a minority in the Senate puts party ideology ahead of the people that we were elected to serve.
Oh, you're not going to stand by.
Not at this make-or-break moment for middle-class Americans. We're not going to let that happen.
No, he's going to help you. Oh, he cares so much about you. That's enough. Thank you. He goes on and on. Yeah, this is the guy when Congress wouldn't give approval for the Libya situation. He just said, well, I get my authority from the UN. I mean, there's no reason to even have a Congress. And I'm not saying they're going to save us either. They're a bunch of crooks that need to be impeached. And again, it's out of this extreme criminality, this extreme arrogance towards the rule of law, Constitution, checks and balances, our protections, common sense, what makes America, America, that they sit there. It's like a bunch of body snatchers, you know, pointing at Ron Paul like he's the guy that's the weirdo. When really, I mean, if you study the Constitution Bill of Rights, Ron Paul is just following the Constitution. But it's so alien today because we've gone so far down this rat hole. Gazelle in Texas, thanks for holding. Then we're going to get to Eric and others. Go ahead, Gazelle.
Is this Cobra Commander?
Cobra currency will replace your dollar. I agree with the World Bank, and I love what's happening with the checkpoints. Cobra agrees.
Wonderful, wonderful. I wanted to, Alex, I wanted to know if you had heard about a series on Showtime called Homeland.
Yes, I know they got a bunch of different made-for-TV shows, but also reality shows where Homeland Security teaches us how great it is to have checkpoints everywhere. It's all part of the dog training.
Yes, actually, the premise of this show follows a CIA officer who is the hero in the show, and two POWs, which are the black hats in the show, and they come back from the Middle East, and they return after being MIA for several years, only to be covert al-Qaeda sleeper cells within the U.S. And what I think is most notable about the series is that it was revealed on NBC Nightly News and other sources that Obama is a fan of the show and that he watches it.
No, they always they had a Homeland Security celebration for 24 before it got, you know, canceled, worshiping it. Because it taught everyone to like torture. I mean, it's just so sick. But I know they also have a real Homeland Security show that follows Homeland Security around. while they do all of their miscreant behavior. You know, it's come out that Obama lets the illegal aliens, even felons, go. We already knew this. Sheriffs have said this for a year, but now it's confirmed that they have hotlines for the illegals when they're in a jail for even committing a regular crime, and the Fed comes and gets them out. I mean, I ought to change my name to some illegal alien name and just prance around and be above the law and pay no taxes and be worshipped as supreme leader.
Indeed. I guess what's so disappointing about this is that this is basically the MIAC report depicted to a T, with returning veterans depicted as threats. And not only
And again, they're not depicting them as somebody who's going to get mad and kill themselves or their wife. They're depicting them as Al Qaeda, and that's what they say in these manuals. They actually teach it. We've published them. The police have sent us, and it's just a joke. I mean, obviously, the terrorists run the government, and the terrorists are trying to use Homeland Security against the American people. It's never been about Al Qaeda. I mean, Al Qaeda works for the criminals that run our country publicly. I've got to get some snippets of it. I'm sure it's online and do an article about it. Thanks for the heads up. Eric in Colorado. And then Robert, Raymond. We'll get to most of you on the other side. I keep forgetting to plug this, by the way. We have the best gravity-fed filters out there. We tested a bunch of them and looked at all the ratings. They blow all the competition away. It's ProPure gravity-fed stainless steel water filters available at InfoWars.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life.
All right, let's jam in a few more phone calls here. Let's talk to Eric in Colorado. Thank you for holding. Good to talk to you.
Alex, hey, how about that Tim Tebow?
Yeah, that's all I'm worried about is that a football is great, and they're setting up federal checkpoints where they grab your genitals, but, hey, that's what freedom is about, and they're openly pushing forced inoculation and DNA databases when you get pulled over, and but the border's wide open, and the government publicly ships drugs in and guns out. So everything's great. Yep.
Just wondering your thoughts on the man. I mean, it was a great game last night. Don't know if you caught it or not, but
No, but I see it just here and there, and read about it. And I'm glad that he's a Christian. I know he's been criticized for that, but I wonder if he's the type of Christian that thinks nuking anyone who isn't a Christian is Christian. If he's that type of Christian, I don't like him. What type of Christian is he?
Not sure. Think Southern Baptist, maybe.
I know he was homeschooled.
Yeah, he was.
Very interesting.
Other than that.
Well, I wonder what he thinks of the fact the government wants to secretly arrest citizens and have us disappear into black holes. I wonder if that's important, or just praying to God that he win football games. Because, see, I'd pray to God that they not release a deadly bioweapon that they've been producing. I would pray to God that we not have World War III. I would pray to God that the honeybees stop dying in mass. You know what I mean? I appreciate your call. I would pray to God that they stop putting fluoride in the water. I would pray to God that we didn't have the highest cancer rate in the world and Alzheimer's exploding and just plagues upon us while we worship television and mindlessness. You see, let's go ahead and talk to Robert in California. Robert, welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
I came up with an interesting idea, and I went down to I live in the Bay Area, and I went down to United Nations Plaza like the week before Christmas, and I polled 232 people about whether they'd prefer world government to national sovereignty. So I thought you'd find that interesting.
And what did they say?
I got 21% for world government.
And that's even in San Francisco, where you're brainwashed with it. You know, that's where our government started the UN there, as you know.
Exactly. So I gave them home field advantage. I did it in the most liberal city in the world. And I also, I used a leading question. I said, would you prefer world government or national sovereignty?
The globalists say they know best, so what you want doesn't matter because it's liberal and trendy.
Yeah, but I also asked them their age, and I kept track of their race, and I did a little bit of analysis of the demographic, and you'd find this really interesting. If you look at who is for world government, you could probably guess.
I would imagine that kind of academic establishment, government worker types?
Virtually every Latino I asked, or Hispanic, was for it, because there's no border. Virtually every homeless person I asked was for it. You know, I had people tell me world government, I'd see him picking out of a garbage can an hour later, or one guy said world government and then threatened to beat me up if I didn't give him a dollar or two. You know?
The world government wants to kill everybody, the majority of the population. Wow. You ought to videotape that and show a composite and put it on YouTube. It'd be a big hit. You know, I'm just a regular guy. I need all of you, I mean, to be doing the same thing. Access TV, local radio shows, put it on YouTube. Start fighting. Start getting the word out. Powerful transmission. Retransmission with Colonel Schaefer coming up now at InfoWars.com. See you back tonight, 7.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.